Welcome to Hope Is Here. I'm Greg Horn. I'm continuing a talk that I started yesterday about when you're in the land between. The land between is when, you know, you just can't figure out what's going to happen next in your life. A lot of times you feel like you're stuck, and if you're brutally honest, you're like, God, where are you? And I shared from a talk that I heard by a guy named Jeff Mannion, who is senior pastor at Ada Bible Church in Ada, Michigan. And this talk just really, really was a life changer, a game changer for me when I was in a season of trying to figure out where God was in my life and what was next for me. And I finished yesterday's program, and if you missed it, I want to encourage you to go back to hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today and listen to part one. But I just talked a lot about what the land between is. We told the story about the Israelites and Egypt and trying to get to Canaan, and want to encourage you to listen to that 14 minutes. But Jeff shares about when he took over a church plant that only had 20, 25 people, and they started growing to 100, and then they were going to build, but 2 years in a row, he had to come back in April and say, I'm sorry, we're not ready yet, just different circumstances, finances, resource, just other problems. But during that time, their church grew from 100 down to 50. Obviously, I say that tongue-in-cheek. They lost 50 people as couple after couple, family after family said, you know, we just need to find something else. These were people that Jeff and his church had served with, they had given with, they had prayed with. In some cases, they even cried with. And, you know, the financial weight grew on a diminishing number of shoulders at that church. And the senior pastor, Jeff, always felt like he was being broken up with. And, you know, even as a man, as a pastor, and I've been there before, man, it hurts. It really does. And people say, you know, you just got to put your big boy pants on. But when you've done a lot of seasons of life with people in a church, it's tough when people leave. The next year they did build. And so 3 years later on April, on opening Sunday, they were at about 100, which is where they were 3 years before when they were initially going to try to build. And they were overjoyed just to be back there. Jeff's father was a pastor and believed that he was prepared for days of disappointment, yet he goes, you know what? He wasn't prepared for years of disappointment or being a disappointment. You know, it's easy to say that, you know, I'd handle something differently when you see something from the outside. And, you know, you've heard the saying, unless you've walked in a person's shoes, you know, be careful what you say. And God, just real that so many times here over the last few years, I used to judge people that went through a divorce or people that went through a bankruptcy. You know, you ought to work harder at your marriage or be a better business person. And yet I've experienced both those things, and God's had to humble me and show me that sometimes life just happens. And for those of you right now, maybe you're in the land between because God's trying to teach you maybe not to judge others. And I want to encourage you, like I've had to say to God, God, help me to be what the book of James says about being quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. All three of those are in that verse, and there's so much wisdom in that. Be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. Well, back to Moses, and, you know, he had had this tough conversation we talked about in yesterday's program about God, you know, you provided food, but it's been manna, these flakes that we've had to eat now for several weeks for both breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Obviously, the people are getting restless, and you can imagine in our culture, people had to eat the same meal, three meals a day for over 2 weeks, how cranky they would be. In fact, Moses just, you know, flat out told God, I'm worn out, and I can't do this anymore. Well, in Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 through 17, it says, the Lord said to Moses, bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take of the spirit that is on you and put the spirit on them. They will help you carry the burden of the people so that you will not have to carry it alone. I want to ask you right now, those of you listening, some of you carrying some heavy burdens, but you know what? You need to reach out to somebody and say, hey, I'm hurting. Could you help me? And I know, especially for us men, it's hard to say that. But, you know, Jesus, I think, modeled that when he could have saved the world by himself, but he chose 12 guys, 12 misfits, if you look at the team he put together, to do life with in the 3 years that he did ministry on earth from the age of 33 to 33 when he died on a cross. And in fact, out of those 12, there's three guys that he did life with really kind of intimately. So if Jesus needed to do that, we need to do that also. And so Jesus says, Moses, I'm, you know, not just 3, 70. And I will help them carry the burden with you so you don't have to carry it alone. So it goes on, when the Israelites were in the desert, they built the tent of meeting, also called the tabernacle, as a portable worship center. And it's where they would go to meet with God. And so apparently when Moses was appointed as leader of the people, he received a very unique God endowment, a special filling of God's spirit for this leadership task. And God said he would take that spirit and multiply it. God uses the same language that Moses used. Moses said, I can't carry this anymore. And the Lord responds, I will take the spirit, put it on them, and they will help you carry the burden so that you will not have to carry it alone. You know, I think this is just a message screaming to some of you today that are overwhelmed with family situations, work situations, church situations, that you need to ask for help, because you're at the same point Moses was. I can't carry this anymore. And you know, Jeff Mangan says, the land between is not simply fertile ground for complaint and for meltdown, but for God's provision. And here, he provides leaders to team up with Moses. What if he still does that? What if he provides not just for Moses, but what if he provides or desires to provide for us? And I believe that he does, friends. I believe he does want to provide help for us. And, you know, there's sometimes there's people that are just dying to be asked. You know, on the outside, they may look like they've got it going on. But you know what? They want to be involved. Everybody I know wants to be involved in something bigger than themselves. And so sometimes the burden we're carrying, we don't have to, because God wants us to invite other people to help us. And, you know, man, Jeff Mangan says, what if when we're worn out, beat up, we open our hands and say, you know, I can't carry this more anymore. And what if our gracious God says, keep your hands open, let me provide. Sometimes God just provides anonymously, and, you know, we don't know how. And I believe that's part of the faith journey and trusting journey. But I also believe that a lot of time, you know, that we have to do our part and ask others and step out of our comfort zone. It's not a sign of weakness to say that you need help. And, you know, sometimes God will provide employment or better employment. And sometimes he provides a capacity for contentment to do without luxuries that used to be normal. And, man, I totally get that. I'm in a season of life where, you know, I'm not able to go and do a lot of things that I want to do. It's the year I'm not able to take a week's vacation. And I know for some of you are saying, I haven't had one in 10 years. And there's some of you listening that you get to take 2 or 3 a year. But you know what? God's learning to teach me to be content. I'm not in a season where I get to eat out as much as I'd like to. And, you know, it's okay. I'm just thankful to have food to eat and thankful for hot water in my shower. And, you know, sometimes God provides the jobs, and sometimes he provides the patience to send out one more resume or the strength to make 5 more phone calls. God loves to provide. It's just what he does. He may provide you by pulling you out of depression, or he may provide by giving you daily strength to endure it. You may walk into church and sit down, and the scriptures are open, and there is a spookily well-timed sermon for your situation that God provides. You know, I remember one time when I spoke, when I was executive pastor at Northeast Christian Church, and a guy came up to me after the sermon and said, hey, I appreciate you saying about something about drinking today. You know, I know that I've needed to stop drinking, that I've got a problem, and I appreciate you saying something about it. I said, well, sir, to be honest with you, I didn't say anything about that today. He said, oh, yes, you did. You know, you did. Most certainly did. I heard you say it. Well, I didn't want to cause a scene. There were other people behind him that wanted to, you know, say something to me. So I just said, well, I'm glad the Lord spoke to you. Well, I can assure you the next day I asked for a copy of my sermon, and I went back and listened to it at my lunchtime, and I did not say anything about drinking. But you know what? That's something that guy needed to hear about in his life, because alcohol was consuming him and taking him down some bad roads. And yet, because that's what he needed to hear, the Holy Spirit spoke to him. And friends, I believe that God wants to do that in your life today. And so I want to encourage you that sometimes you're in the land between, that God will speak to you in ways that only he can do, so you know it's God. Did you know also the land between sometimes, and this is not pleasant, but it's fertile ground for God's discipline? I mean, you know, we talked about Moses, his leadership issues solved, as, you know, God said he was going to bless 70 other leaders, but there's still the issue of the people that are writing about the manna You know, tired of eating that manna every day. And if you look in Numbers chapter 11, verses 18 through 20, God says, tell the people to concentrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow when you will eat meat. The Lord heard you when you wailed. If only we had meat to eat, we are better off in Egypt. Now the Lord will give you meat and you will eat it. You will not eat it for just one day or 2 days or five, 10 or 20 days, but for a whole month until it comes out of your nostrils and you loathe it because you have rejected the Lord who is among you and of well before him, saying, why did we ever leave Egypt? That's powerful stuff right there, isn't it? I mean, it comes out of your nostrils. And you know what? It's because they have rejected God, not simply complained about the cafeteria food. They had turned a corner when they were saying, God, we were better off without you. Moses wanted to know where all the meat was going to come from, and God answered Moses, is the Lord's arm too short? And I believe that's the way he said it. I think he really kind of called Moses out. Are you doubting I can provide? I mean, I think that's a great scripture. I heard Andy Stanley preach that one time. Is the Lord's arm too short? And, you know, as I do this Hope Is Here radio ministry, I just step out in faith every month that God's going to provide the money to pay for the bill here. And you know what? He does. I mean, he gets tight at times, but he just does. And I think the big thing today is God wants to know, are you going to be faithful and obedient with what he's asking you to do? When God, you know, answered Moses and said, is the Lord's arm too short in Numbers chapter 11, verse 23, I think in other words, what he's simply saying is, are you questioning my goodness or my competence? And sometimes when God doesn't do exactly what I want him to do, I do that. And I'm embarrassed to say that as a longtime follower of Jesus, but sometimes I do question his goodness or his competence. Does he know what he's doing? And friends, I want to encourage you today, we need to be careful in doing that. And I want to be like my Aunt Wanda, who unfortunately died of cancer in 6 weeks after being just almost totally healthy all through her life. And then I believe she was 61 and then just got sick. And 6 weeks later, she was dead because of cancer. And she told her daughters and her son, said, you know, I've taught you to live as Christ. I'm going to teach you how to die as Christ would, as a follower of Jesus. And she also taught him, you know, I may not always understand God, but I can trust God. And that's what you have to do sometimes, even when it doesn't make sense. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the Bible talks about that God disciplines though he loves. And you may be in a season of discipline, and that's okay. You know, my mom and dad, they ran a tight ship. And you know what? I'm thankful. I mean, we had fun. Please don't misunderstand. We had a lot of fun. But we were disciplined. And I am so thankful for that today. And one of the best things you can do for your loved ones, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews even, is to discipline them. You know, you got to do just like God. Sometimes he knows what's not good for us, even though we think it does. He sees the big picture. So I want to encourage you to know that God is in control and you can trust him when you don't even understand him, when you're in the land between. Well, stay with us. Tomorrow we're going to complete this, but we're going to continue to talk about the land between. We're going to talk about when the land between is fertile ground for transformational growth. Tune in tomorrow. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.